Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today's story is about a Yid named Reb Itcha Golden. He was a loyal chassid of the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak. And he dedicated his life to Tomchei Tamimim, to the Chabad Yeshiva. In fact, because it was in Russia, and at that time, the Russian government was very, very evil, he had to go to jail. For what crime? For supporting the yeshiva, for dedicating his life to build the yeshiva. The government at that time was very, very evil, and they considered that a crime. But he wasn't afraid, he did it anyway, and in fact, he did actually have to go to jail for it. Again, just to emphasize, he did nothing wrong. On the contrary, he was a very, very brave Jew, but the government at that time was very evil, and made supporting Judaism and practicing Judaism and teaching Judaism, they made it into, Rachmana Litzlan, a crime. Eventually, he got out of Russia, and he came to New York, and he became very involved in the Rebbe's work in New York. This time, he devoted himself to the girls' school, the Beis Rivka girls' school, put a lot of effort into it. One day, on Shmini Atzeres, he was standing in the doorway of 770. Unfortunately, he had a heart attack, and soon after that, he passed away. When he was buried and his matseva was set up, the gravestone, it had an inscription that described his name, date, whatever, and also it had the words in English, at rest, which is sometimes used on gravestones to describe that a person is at rest now. As we say, Olav HaShalom. However, at rest is a little bit different because it implies that the person's not doing anything. When the Rebbe came to the Oyel, to Daven, to Hashem, at the resting place of his father-in-law, previous Rebbe, I guess after this story, we'll have to not use that word resting place, the place where his father-in-law was buried, he noticed that it said, at rest, for Reb Itcha Golden's gravestone. And so he sent a message to Reb Zalman Butman, who was a close friend of Reb Itcha, and also was a member of the Chevra Kadisha, the group of people that take care of burials. Reb Itcha was a Chesedish Yid, the Rebbe said. He doesn't need the words at rest. So they removed the inscription of the words at rest. Now, of course, we want a person who has passed away to be Olav HaShalom, there should be peace to the person. But the reason why the Rebbe didn't like the words at rest is because it describes a person who is not doing anything. I'm not mistaken. I'm guessing a little bit. But a chassid, a person who's really dedicated to Torah mitzvahs, does not rest. Of course, we have to have a good night's sleep. But such a person is always working, working, working. Here he worked so hard to support the yeshiva in Russia, and he even ended up in jail because of it. As soon as he came to America, he started working on the girls' school, the Beis Rivka school. And the chassid has this attitude. They don't want to rest. They want to constantly be busy doing things in Torah mitzvahs, helping other Jews, doing whatever they can to bring Mashiach. The whole idea of being at rest is contrary to the way that the Rebbe teaches us. We are not here to take it easy. Not in this world and not in the next world, hopefully, or at least not in this world. And we don't want to have that reputation at rest. We want to be busy and trying constantly to bring the Geula. May it happen immediately, especially through you are learning Torah, extra Torah, and doing extra mitzvahs, helping another Jew and another Jew and another Jew, doing everything we can to bring Mashiach. And with a lot of sincerity, asking Hashem to please, please bring Mashiach, bring the Geula, and with a lot of simcha. Thank you very much for joining Jewish Stories and More.